Okay, so virtual cosmos. Let's get serious here. How in the world could you make a cosmos like this out of mind and thought and dream? How could it be a dream? Well, virtual reality example, and you know, science is very much about looking at the world the way we can perceive it and experience it. And from that, draw conclusions, or at least get clues. So, if we start there, looking at our own consciousness and our own mind, how we function, it is quite clear, first of all, how our minds can be influenced to perceive even objects as if real, although they are not. The dreams we all have is one example. And as was said, much of the cosmology we talk about here is simply about including the realm of the mind in our cosmology, just the way it appears to us. Now, there's hallucinations where people whose minds are affected somehow or other by drugs, disease, whatever, shock, can perceive something, see something, perceive something thinking it to be fully real, but which isn't. The very fact that this is so commonly and easily experienced by people taking psychoactive drugs, this or that, is a clue. Because all we have to do to accept that this entire world is made out of mind is to take that phenomena and at least accept the possibility that such phenomena may be there on large and collective conscious mind platforms. something like that.